Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, on this first Sunday of Lent, every year we keep coming back to the same reading, to the story of Jesus hungry in the desert after 40 days of fasting and being tested to make sure that the power he had received was really for others, not for himself, no matter how hungry he may have been. The tests make it very clear that it wasn't about him, but it was always about God, and that he should never be foolish or self-centered and the exercise of his power. All of it was for others, no matter how hungry he might be at a given moment. This account is really much more generic and universal than it might seem. What are you good at? Where are your talents and skills? During this Lenten season, we're all invited to make sure whatever we're good at, we use for other people, not just for ourselves. We may get some benefit from it, just the satisfaction of doing something and doing something well. But basically, we're reminded that every ability we have is for others, not just for ourselves. So the story is about us, not simply about Jesus. Lent is a time to reclaim our baptism. We as a church cannot say that clearly enough. In the early church, first generations, it was adults who were prepared for baptism during this intensive period of 40 days. The number 40 in Scripture was always a symbolic number that indicated preparation for something quite unusual, quite significant. And so the 40 days implicitly always indicated there was something great at the end of the 40 days, and it was baptism and entrance into the mystery of Christ, death and resurrection. So in the early church, first generations, Lent was for adults. But very quickly, children were baptized, on the assumption that a family could help Christianize young children and help them understand from the very beginning, by reason of example and activities, the whole mystery. And so we had children being baptized. The significance of a child's baptism is that it's all God's gift. It's not our own doing. And we're reminded of that. Every one of us probably baptizes children, that it's God's doing, not our own. We work with it. We do our best by God's grace, but it's ultimately always God's work, not ours. But very quickly, then those who were children baptized and raised into the Catholic Christian faith looked with a certain amount of envy on the adults who were preparing for baptism, kind of wished that they could have that experience too. And consequently, the season of Lent, as we know it, came to be much more universal. An invitation to every one of us, not just those who are preparing for baptism as adults, but an invitation to every one of us to enter into the mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection, transforming mystery of the Lord's death and resurrection. And very quickly then, sharing in some way the excitement of Easter for everyone. I had an experience a couple of years ago when I was invited to be on Holy Saturday the presider for the baptism of 79 children in the Hmong community. Whole families came in at once. Well, that service went for a long time. And I wanted to learn enough Hmong so that I could say to each one of them, peace be with you, in their language. They absolutely refused to teach me because they said it's a tonal language. And if you go up instead of going down, you're going to end up saying something terrible about them. So we won't teach you anything. But I still remember very vividly, 79 people brought into the faith that Holy Saturday evening. So over the years, children coming in, adults coming in, each one seeing in some wonderful way the opportunities of Lent, which could somehow sharpen our commitment and deepen our sense of God's goodness and the mystery we celebrate together. We're daughters and sons of God. That's the point of Lent. And not necessarily worrying about little bits of penance or whatever. If we're busy these days of Lent, reclaiming the new life of the Spirit we received at baptism, we're not going to worry about a piece of pie. Or we're not going to worry very much about some little bit of penance that we impose on ourselves. That's fine. It's good for us to learn how to say no to ourselves. But the real issue is not abstaining from something, but the real issue is reclaiming the grace and wonder of sharing God's life. God, eternal, almighty, has chosen to live within us and among us. We belong to God's family. We're in the midst of this, and we take full measure of the truth, that what truth is what God is all about. Jesus came out of the waters of his baptism, still dripping wet, and immediately got into an argument with the devil. When's the last time any of us argued with the devil or with evil? I mean, that's the heart of Lent. Coming into the recognition that evil can be much more pervasive and a piece of pie isn't really the issue.